and if we just, you know, can't keep talking about the World Cup enough, we got Brad Davidson booth. How was your trip around the stadium and match day ball and waving the flag and banging the drum?
Yeah, it was great. First opportunity to do something like that, but it's great. The fans here are wonderful, beautiful stadium. Obviously, being from here, it still brings a ton of emotion, and get the opportunity to come out in front of the home fans is always a pleasure.
Always fun. Well, you know, I know you played in the 2014 World Cup for the U.S. Men's National Team with the next World Cup, our next one, only a few weeks away. Tell us what it was like to, you know, to go through that, to represent your country and be a part of the planet's largest sporting event ever.
Yeah, Jen, it's always hard. This obviously is a question you get a lot when you go into something like that. But really, to put into words, it's really, really hard to get people to understand the feelings and emotions that go into something like that. The amount of work and sacrifice, both from your professional, you have to do it, but also from the personal side of things, a family and the support network that you need to be able to do something like that is incredible. And I had so much support from my own family, from coaches, from people here in St. Louis, friends. I mean, so to be able to have their support and go do something like that, and like you mentioned, be able to go represent your country as one of 23 members in the world's biggest sporting event, it's really, really hard to put into words, but something that obviously I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, think about that four-year build. I mean, there's so much goes into that for that. What feels to the fan like a long time is like 7 weeks, you know, World Cup. But for a player who's been grinding, it's probably a very short period of time for that 4 years.
It's an extremely short period of time because the 4 years, you know, you have a gap. You know how you have more time to prove what you're capable of doing. Once you get down into, you know, the final months in the selection process, you know that's around the corner. That's where things really kick up, and at that point there's no guarantees, and I'm sure we'll see some shocks with the roster of our own U.S. men's national team that, you know, you go into it thinking that you're gonna, you know, possibly have a chance to be a part of it, and there's gonna be some surprises. So as a player, you're just trying to focus on what you can do and keep going, keep grinding, and you know, keep pushing forward. But it is a very, very short window, and it flies by, especially when you finally arrive and you get into it. You're waiting for it. It's finally there, and bang, it's gone.
All right, I'm going to ask you the question that everybody keeps asking me, and I don't have a good answer for it, and it's probably not fair to do to you, but you want to give us any predictions on how the U.S. is going to do this World Cup? I mean, if you really think about it, I tried to tell a radio show this recently, is if we're kind of still infants in the game when it comes to the rest of the world. You know, the MLS was formed because we were like, hey, we want to host a World Cup, and the world said, well, you need to have a pro league.
Yeah.
And our pro league's not that old.
It's not. But we also have a lot more players playing in Europe. The league is, yes, it's 30 years old. But there's still a lot of good players in the MLS and international players coming to MLS and competing. Obviously, everybody knows Messi, right?
Who's that guy?
Right? So, yes, we're in our infancy when it comes to Major League Soccer still comparatively to the rest of the world. However, I believe that we're in a stage right now where I love Pochettino's mindset of saying, why not us? Why not us? At some point, we have, as a nation, have to get over the fact that we're in our infancy.
And who doesn't like an upset, right?
Exactly. And you get into these tournaments. When I was playing, and I hate going back to saying when I was doing that.
No,
but when we
important.
Went back to 2014, we were in the group of death with Ghana, Portugal, and Germany, and nobody in their right mind thought we were getting out of that group.
Yeah, who did that to you?
Right? Yeah. So when you get to those moments, it's about what's in that locker room. It's about the mentality, and it's about the culture that the coach and the players build. You can go and play a game, and yes, it's going to be difficult, but you can step on the field for 90 minutes and beat somebody. It's happened. We've seen upsets numerous times.
We talk about that 1950 team all the time.
Exactly. I love hearing Pochettino talk about why not us. When do the players finally get it in their head? Why not us? Why do we have to keep waiting? Why do we talk about our infancy? We have very good players. Go for it, man.
That's
go for
awesome.
It.
I really like that. It's kind of hard, too, to overstate how massive the World Cup is on the global scale. As I spend most of my time in sports broadcast covering just soccer, you know, my guy friends who cover baseball and football and all that, I'm just like, I know you love the World Series, me too, and the Super Bowl, me too, but the World Cup is like really dwarfs that experience.
Yes.
Can you even describe, like, it can change the face of a city, of a country.
It could absolutely change. So back in 94, obviously, we had the World Cup here, and in 96, there was... The league was in open in 96, right?
Yeah.
So MLS started. That was a massive Kickstarter. We're completely night and day away from that. We now have teams in many more cities. We now have academies. We now have youth programs going throughout the United States that are just on the brink of having an absolute another juggernaut expansion and blow up, in my opinion. I think our men's national team, and you asked me this and I kind of went around it, but I'm going to come back to it from a prediction standpoint. I believe that if our men's national team gets out of their group, it's going to cause enough excitement and enough momentum to really make giant leaps within soccer in the United States. And it's going to catch a lot of sports. And it's already surpassed sports, and people aren't talking about that. It's already surpassed sports in the U.S. If they get it out, if they get out of their group, the amount of momentum and excitement and media and things that are talking about, it's absolutely going to blow up. Kids now can wake up in the morning and talk about their team because it's in their city. Kids are now coming to this stadium in St. Louis. We have a huge tradition and a huge history. Everybody knows it. Everybody talks about it. But we now have a team here that kids can come and touch and see and feel. They have an academy that they can do the same thing. That's when dreams can become reality, when they can actually go out and see it and touch it and be a part of it. And that's where we're at right now, and this World Cup can make a massive jump for us.
Well, Brad, thanks for your time in the booth, and enjoy the second half.
I will. Thank you for having me.